How could I make it up? The question is, how could you believe it? Dogs don't turn blue or red, and there aren't demons. It was my turn to go next. My first story is this. One night, some years ago, the kabuki actor Yoeguro got very drunk and told me he'd always found me beautiful. This one isn't true, Pumpkin said. I know Yoeguro. I'm sure you do, but nevertheless he told me he found me beautiful, and ever since that night, he sent me letters from time to time. In the corner of every letter, he glues one little curly black hair. The chairman laughed at this, but Nobu sat up, looking angry, and said, Really, these kabuki actors, what irritating people! I don't get it. What do you mean, a curly black hair? Pumpkin said. But you could see from her expression that she figured out the answer right away. Everyone fell silent, waiting for my second story. It had been on my mind since we'd started playing the game, though I was nervous about telling it, and not at all certain it was the right thing to do. Once, when I was a child, I began, I was very upset one day, and went to the banks of the Shirakawa stream and began to cry. As I began this story, I felt almost as though I were reaching across the table to touch the chairman on the hand, because it seemed to me that no one else in the room would see anything unusual in what I was saying, whereas the chairman would understand this very private story, or at least I hoped he would. I felt I was having a conversation with him more intimate than any we'd ever had, and I could feel myself growing warm as I spoke. Just before continuing, I glanced up, expecting to find the chairman looking at me quizzically. Instead, he didn't even seem to be paying attention. All at once, I felt so vain, like a girl posturing for the crowds as she walks along, only to discover the street is empty. I'm sure everyone in the room had grown tired of waiting for me by this time, because Mameha said, Well, go on. Pumpkin mumbled something too, but I couldn't understand her. I'm going to tell another story, I said. Do you remember the geisha, Okaichi? She died in an accident during the war. Many years before, she and I were talking one day, and she told me she'd always been afraid a heavy wooden box would fall right onto her head and kill her, and that's exactly how she died. A crate full of scrap metal fell from a shelf. I'd been so preoccupied I didn't realize until this moment that neither of my stories was true. Both were partially true, but it didn't concern me very much in any case, because most people cheated while playing this game. So I waited until the chairman had chosen a story, which was the one about Yoeguro and the curly hair, and declared him right. Pumpkin and the minister had to drink penalty glasses of sake. After this, it was the chairman's turn.